any other words for somebody whose limbs are just, you know, like a teenager?
Yeah.
Gangly.
Gangly. Oh, I have heard that. I don't use it, but yeah.
Right. Okay. Somebody who does things that just don't make any sense, and you might want to say, maybe especially if you're disgusted, when you say that person is just a complete or a plain...
I would say he's a space cadet.
What's that?
Somebody who does things that don't make any sense or don't seem to have any reason to them.
Does that mean they're spaced out or just they're stupid?
They're spaced out.
Mm. How about if somebody's just stupid?
Stupid?
Or not very sensible, maybe.
Maybe he's a dummy?
Would you ever say fool?
Yeah.
What a fool.
Yeah.
But what?
I would use fool for anybody who did a certain particular stupid act.
Even an intelligent
right.
One. Yeah.
Right.
I see. But if they were always...
I'd say they were a dummy.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody who really, really hangs on to his money is a... what would you call them?
Spendthrift? Or if it was a woman, it'd be a spinster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, how...
Miser? Miser?
Good. Okay, and how about another word for that? You might say he is really a...
This, I would say...
A tight...
Tight wad.
Okay. Do you use that?
Yeah.
Okay. What does the word common mean to you if you use it about a person? You say they're really common.
They don't have much class. They're kind of low on the social scale.
If it's a girl, is it different?
Well, you might use it if somebody, if you were discussing somebody's looks, you might use it in that way, saying she's common looking.
Oh, just ordinary? Just,
yeah, ordinary or plain.
Does it have any moral implications?
Right.
Like their behavior, you know?
It does when you're not speaking, yeah. That's what I meant by not much class or low on the social scale, yeah.
I see. Okay. How about if you knew an old person who... did all their, you know, got around and took care of themselves, did everything for themselves, very active. What would you might say, God, she really is for her age?
Maybe agile or if you were talking about mentally, she would be sharp or alert.
How about, would you ever say spry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about chipper?
No, I probably wouldn't use that.
Well, would you say
but I have heard it used a lot.
Would you say lively?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a preference there?
I would use spry before I'd use chipper or lively.
Okay. And if you're sort of not very comfortable about something, maybe a little bit concerned, you might say, you don't feel easy about this. You say, I feel a little bit...
uneasy or ill at ease.
Oh, good. Okay. And if you're frightened, you might say, I'm...
scared.
Okay. And how about another word besides scared? Let's say, I'm of the dark.
Besides frightened?
Yeah, or she's of the horse.
Afraid. Yeah. Afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you prefer scared to afraid?
I don't think I prefer either one of them over there.
Okay. How about someone who becomes frightened very easily? What would you call them with an adjective to describe them?
Either a scaredy cat or a fraidy cat.
Okay. And how about a place which causes fear in people, like a dark road near a graveyard? You'd say that place is very what?
Scary.
Okay.